Target 13. Listening for chronology. Example.
Before you do your research, we'll have an orientation session in the library so you can become familiar with the various sources of information available there. Each student will give a presentation on his or her research topic after all the papers have been submitted. All of this will have to be completed prior to the date of the final exam.
Target 13. Listening for chronology. Questions 1 to 5. Question 1.
I'm interested in renting an apartment in this building.
Okay. First, you'll have to fill out an application. Then, before you submit it, you'll need to get 2 references.
References?
Yes, from former landlords or your boss or someone like that who can vouch for your responsibility. All right. So, you do that. Then you'll have to have some money ready for a deposit. As soon as we have an available apartment, we'll notify you, and we'll ask that you pay a deposit to hold it for you.
I have to pay the deposit before signing the lease?
Well, of course, we'll refund it if you decide not to take the apartment. But the deposit holds it for you while you look the apartment over and decide whether or not you want it.
Question 2. Today we'll take a look at the life of classical composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart was born in Austria in 1756. His father, Leopold, was a well-known music teacher and published an important textbook on violin playing shortly after Wolfgang's birth. Young Wolfgang showed his genius at an early age, beginning to write his own musical compositions at the age of 5. This was one factor that led to his father's decision to take Wolfgang and his sister on performing tours around Europe beginning in 1762. After a childhood of touring Europe, Mozart visited Vienna in 1781 and decided to settle there. He had been greatly saddened during his tour of 1777 when his mother, who was accompanying him, died while they were abroad. He looked forward to a new life in Vienna. Question 3.
How'd your trip to the beach go?
Fantastic. Well, mostly. Of course, we had to leave home at 5 in the morning.
Ouch, so early.
Yeah, but then by lunchtime, we were almost there.
So where'd you have lunch? At that burger place, right?
No, we just had a roadside picnic to save time. We'd made our sandwiches the night before we left.
You're so organized.
I guess, whatever. So, anyhow, back in the car after lunch, we started arguing about a place to stay. We finally agreed on the White Sands Motel.
I've been there. It's all right.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing we left home early because by the time we got there, there was only one room left at the motel, so we were lucky to get it. We went swimming as soon as we checked in.
Question 4.
I have to do this research project for my sociology class, and I don't know how to begin.
Is that Professor Miller's class? I took it last year. It's a great class.
Really? Can you help me get started?
Sure. Well, I mean, I guess so. Well, I'd say the most important thing is get a partner. It's much easier working with someone else.
So the first thing is to get a partner.
You probably should choose a research topic first, then find a classmate who's also interested in your topic. Then you need the professor's approval.
Approval for what?
No, wait. Okay, first you and your partner design your research. I mean, you write up your questionnaire and decide whom you will interview and all that.
Then we get the professor's approval for our research design?
Yes. And then you can start your research.
Question 5.
Welcome to Waterside Gardens. We'll begin our tour by walking through the Rose Garden, just as soon as everyone has shown me his or her tickets. Following the Rose Garden, we'll view the pond area. We'll visit the greenhouse after everyone who so desires has had a chance to photograph the butterfly garden. It is our most picturesque area. And that's it. I hope you'll enjoy the tour.